And from talking to researchers and clinicians within the NCI, what have they said to you about what the impact of these cuts has been?
They say that it is harming research severely. We had one scientist saying that people will die, that people will die, that people will die because there are life-saving efforts that are being curtailed at this moment. I think the other thing that's really important to underscore is so many people we talk to inside the government and even outside the government said it is inexplicable why this is being done. They don't understand the aim, the objective, because we have seen so much progress in the fight against cancer in this country and around the world. But that being said, it is still the nation's second leading cause of death. Only heart disease surpasses it, right? In 2023, which is the most recent data we have, over 600,000 people in the US died from cancer, and we still have millions of people that are diagnosed with it every year. And so there's clearly still a lot of work to be done. And NCI has contributed an almost immeasurable amount toward reducing cancer deaths in this country.